Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today. Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, their real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
So y'all been killing it on YouTube, millions of views, but then you decide to start your own streaming service.
Right?
Channel 85 streaming service.
Yeah. Right.
So I pay attention to comments. So at first, I saw some negative comments. Like some people was giving pushback on it. So why did you start the streaming service and how did you get your audience to buy into it?
The time has come, ladies and gentlemen.
InvestFest, that's right.
That's right. InvestFest 2023 is here.
August 25th, 26th, and 27th in Atlanta, Georgia. We are taking it to a new level. Bigger than ever. This year, we're going to do 20,000 people in Atlanta, Georgia.
I want you to do yourself a favor. Head over to investfest.com right now.
We will have activations from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 3 days, musical performances, billionaires. Everything is going to be a completely life-changing experience. Vendor Marketplace, Food Truck Village, you know how we do.
Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over now.
I like how that just. I was just gonna say, I like how that just sat right there. Well, the thing about it is, like, we ran up the numbers crazy on YouTube. Like, it's over 2 million subscribers, right? But what YouTube and the platform, you know how that platform is. It's like they can flag your video for anything that they want. Right. And they won't necessarily take it down, they just won't monetize it.
Right.
So it's like, if nobody's making money off of it, who's making money off of it?
Right.
They still making money off of it, but
we're not. Yeah.
So it's like they were finding all kinds of little reasons and ways to like kind of manipulate the algorithm and things of that nature. So it was so many kind of like things that we kind of just didn't want to keep cutting out of our show, like missing different like elements of the show. Like these things like, it's just like, as an artist, you just wanted all the freedom, all creativity. And going to our own app and platform, that's the first time that we actually got to speak to somebody from there. Like, once they found out we were having our own app, now it was like, oh, y'all good. That won't happen no more. It's like,
YouTube.
Yeah. So then, once we got to our own platform, it's like, we don't need all these ghost people who just make the numbers look good. Like, who really likes this show enough to pay for it, support?
It gets tricky, right? Because you figure, especially on a platform like YouTube, it's like, we have to keep it clean. So if we curse too much,
you're gonna get mad because somebody else clicked on it. I don't know that young.
Exactly.
I mean, but it's like working at a restaurant. If you're working at a restaurant and you're the chef, you're making the food in the way that they say you're supposed to make the food. Right. But when people coming up to you like, man, we love this. If you love it, then when I leave and get this food truck, then you should come to the food truck and see what I really know how to, because they can't tell me how much seasoning to put in this or what I can do to this. And that's pretty much the freedom that you get when you take the risk of starting your own streaming service, because that was a risky move on our part.
It was.
Because like you said, even with people giving a negative backlash, you got to take people who are used to one thing. Like you said, they used to coming to that restaurant and getting your food. You got to train them to say, nah, don't walk in that place you've been going into looking for me this whole time. I'm up the street now. And like, bitch, I don't want to walk up the street.
Right.
Part of it too is that when I walked into the restaurant, I was getting it for free, right?
Yeah.
So now I got to go up the street and I got to pay.
Right.
What's really that? Like it?
What's the transition like for y'all? Like that first couple of months or a year or so where you have to now train an audience that used to seeing it. I just watch it on YouTube to now like, wait, I got to pay and it's a small fee.
It doesn't matter. It's not small when it's free.
Views on YouTube, but it's like, it's free to a certain extent, but then it's like, all right, if you like it so much, just pay for it. It's exclusive. They like, well, we don't really like it like that. But it's like, damn, but you watched every last one of them when it was free. Pay $8, you like, ain't gone.
I mean,
you pay Hulu and all of them, you don't know none of them.
But you started don't even off watch paying it. Them. They don't even watch it, but you started off paying them. It's like if you giving somebody something, if you constantly giving it away, and then you come up and be like, man, that'll be $1. $1?
Right.
What you mean $1? Or 50 cents? 50? Man, just give it to me like you've been giving it to me.
But like you were saying in the beginning with the negative comments, they only did that so you could bring up people leaving negative comments. If we had never acknowledged that shit, it would never exist. You know what I'm saying? How we skip over all them
great support,
all them millions of comments where they sharing heartfelt stories and baby pictures and love and, man, I met my wife at the 85. We're going to forget about them just because somebody got mad away. Fuck them. Leave. Fuck them. I would love for all 2 million of the YouTube subscribers to come over to the app and subscribe. But we know reasons why they not. They don't want us to benefit directly. Or if they feel like me, Chico, and DC is splitting up this $8 a piece. Or you two, they're going to buy two, I'm going to put two up. It's like, they want to see us do good, but not that good. Like, we ain't even changed on them yet. We ain't even flexed.
Man.
And if we stay in our lane and they really think that like going number one is going to change us, this is really who we are. And we're going to keep pushing. If they come back next year, we're going to do it again and 10 more times or however the fuck, whatever we feel like doing. That was the whole point of this is like, we three of the hardest working dudes that we know personally.
Absolutely.
Like, that's why it's like when we started going on tour, we were coming from three different directions, then going back to do even more shows. You know what I'm saying? So, now just having this platform and people seeing what could come, what it could be. They're seeing other shows that we're working on, other things that we're producing, trying to get the independent movie game under our belt. And they starting to see that it's like, oh, they're not taking this money and They taking this shit and reinvesting it into the company. They paying people. They hiring black people. They putting black women in position to make, to do all the wardrobe. They going and found a girl that played a violin. It's like.
But the fact that you even have to justify that is a problem. Because even if you was just putting in your
Switch. Fuck justifying that shit. Fuck them.
But I'm just saying, it does, like, Jay-Z got a dope freestyle when he was like, yeah, he said something like, y'all brought Nikes and Phil Knight rich as shit. Like, y'all right. bought 10 iPhones and Steve Jobs rich. Y'all ain't say Spotify worth $10 billion. Y'all ain't say shit. Like, you right. know what I'm saying? Like, nobody's ever questioning. We'll what is Phil Knight actually doing with this money right now? Man. Is he putting it back in the community?
No.
Nobody's questioning.
See, this
you like the sneakers and you're just buying it.
This thing about us. When we can assume how much you got, it's better for us. When we know you making more, we don't like it.
Right.
We got to take that, whatever mind state, whatever energy that is, we got to, it's going to take a generation. That I shit got to close out.
Take, go find any interview, any entertainer, especially a comedian. There's plenty of them out there. Me and Chico, we got a little game that we play. The numbers, as soon as you say a number, they turn on you.
They turn
on you. As soon as you say, I made this much money, people don't like you no more. Mm-hmm. And you, that's just a fact. You can go anywhere. You know how they announce and they say, oh, last year, such and such,
gross this much.
He was on this streaming platform and they want to give him 100 million. Who? Why? Who? What the fuck he do? You don't know that this same little young nigga that streamed 200 hours straight, set his balls on fire, pranked his mama, wrecked his car. Like, they put the equity in.
Right. Yeah.
And then, who you? Because you don't know them, they don't deserve it.
Right.
But that's then, crazy. But for some people, it's just marketing. Like, the Forbes list comes out, right? You see right. Jay-Z worth. So now people actually.
You think Jay-Z want people knowing that shit? Every time that Forbes list come out, he probably like, oh, here we go with this shit.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
F*** a mic drop. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.